It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lassenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. State Attorney General Bill Schuette is facing some criticism over the state's inquiry into MSU's handling of the Larry Nassar scandal. A Gawker article points to a newly released letter in which Schuette appoints Bill Forsyth to head the investigation. Apparently, in the letter, Schuette says Forsyth will, quote, serve under my direction and at my pleasure. Now, Democrats and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly are questioning the independence of the investigation. Jack, is Schuette walking a fine line here?
Well, Schuette isn't walking a fine line. He's way over a line. When this whole thing started, I went to a federal judge I respect, and I asked what he thought of this, and he said there's no way Schuette should be conducting this investigation, nor his office at all. Schuette is running for governor. He has a partisan political interest in this. Forsyth is an employee of Bill Schuette's. What should happen, I think, of course, this was the judge's suggestion, not mine, is you should have a one-man grand jury consisting of a respected judge, much as Rosemary Aquilina did a few years ago when they're investigating Speaker of the House Jace Bolger, and that would be the fairest and best way to do it. A judge would have subpoena powers and the ability to grant immunity. But this investigation, no matter if it is totally above board, and no matter if everybody is totally ethically clean on this investigation, is not going to be trusted by anybody, Republicans or Democrats.
State universities might face budget reductions if they fail to meet benchmarks to address and prevent campus sexual assault and harassment. That's part of the higher education budget proposal working through the legislature. The plan is to hold back funding for universities that don't meet all the requirements of Title IX and other programs to prevent campus sexual misconduct. There's bipartisan support for this. Jack, it seems like lawmakers are really trying to make a statement here.
Well, they're trying to make a statement to the public that they're against incidents like Larry Nassar, which everybody is. The question is, will this do any good? Obviously, you don't ever need to have another Michigan State cover-up situation again. But what I don't know is how they're going to enforce this, what the guidelines are. Nobody's free from having some maniac. If some maniac attacks somebody on a campus, is that campus going to be made to suffer? The main reason, by the way, that John English, president of MSU, is because the trustees thought he could prevent them from having their funds cut by the legislature. So I think that you need more accountability. I'm not sure this is the way to do it.
Bills to get rid of the state's driver responsibility fees and increase the personal income tax exemption are on their way to the governor's desk. If passed, the state would forgive outstanding driver responsibility fees. That's about $600 million. Another bill would raise the state's personal income tax exemption to $4,900 by 2021. Advocates say these changes would give people back some of their hard-earned money, but critics say these bills would put a strain on the state's budget and could lead to big cuts in services in the future. What do you think, Jack?
Well, like my girlfriend told me once when she wanted to break up with me, it's complicated. The driver's responsibility fees were never a good idea. It was a quick and dirty way of getting revenue for the state by legislators too gutless to call for tax increases. They needed to go away, but the state didn't need to lose that revenue, and they're losing more revenue with the income tax exemption, about in total maybe $230 million a year, and that's going to hurt education and foster care and everything else. And I think that when you talk about giving people money back, if you're Dick DeVos, you'll get a lot of money back. But if you're your average person, if you're Rebecca or Jack, you're probably going to get about $100 back. There'll be lower state services. You may have to pay more tuition, and $100 doesn't even cover half the cost of a tire destroyed by a pothole.
A petition drive will begin collecting signatures to put a voting rights question on the November ballot. The proposal would allow for no-excuse absentee voting. It would also let people continue to vote a straight party ticket with one mark on a ballot. Republicans oppose the measure. They say it's an effort by Democrats to bend the rules in their favor. But Democrats say it would undo Republican efforts to make voting more difficult. What's your take, Jack?
Well, it's not even good enough. I mean, you need to have provisions for early voting, as Ohio and Indiana do. Most states have no reason to absentee voting. There's this game that goes on, and that Republicans want to make it as difficult as possible. Their voters are better at voting. You have to say that, and they usually find it easier to vote. It's much easier to vote if you're in a comfortable city with not a lot of crowding at the precincts than it is in the inner city if you're working several jobs to feed your kids. But I think these are good provisions. They're just not enough. It remains to be seen if it'll get on the ballot.
All right, Jack. Well, I hope you have some time to get out and enjoy this thaw we're having this weekend.
I'm going to put on my four-piece swimming suit and my parka and go out there.
Sounds good. Jack Lassenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.